Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 5th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Alphabet's Q4 earnings report showed the company took more than $1.3 billion of operating losses in its other bets category. That category includes the Experimental X Lab, the Internet Group Access, LTE Balloon Initiative Loon, drone delivery project Wing, and self-driving car unit Waymo, as well as other groups focused on health science and investment. Sales are strong, though. The company earned more than $39 billion last quarter with a profit of $8.2 billion. Net revenue was up 23% from the same quarter last year, but payments to partners also rose 26%. Sources tell Axios that Facebook is building unified messaging for businesses so that folks can access and manage Instagram direct messages alongside messages in Facebook Messenger itself. Last month, the New York Times reported that Facebook was working on unifying the back ends of Instagram, Facebook Messenger, and WhatsApp on the consumer side. The business feature will reportedly add Instagram direct messaging to a page owner's messaging inbox within the Facebook Pages Manager app, and users would not be able to see the difference when their message was answered. In other Messenger news, Facebook will now allow you to delete messages from a conversation after you've sent the message for up to 10 minutes, either for just yourself or for both sides of the conversation. Last April, Facebook announced that it would build an unsend feature for all users within the next few months after it was spotted that CEO Mark Zuckerberg already had this feature. The feature rolls out to Android and iOS today. Google launched Password Checkup for Chrome that will advise users to reset credentials breached on third-party sites. Another new feature called Cross-Account Protection extends first-party tools to resecure breached Google sign-in apps. The company already automatically resets Google account passwords if they're exposed by a third-party data breach. The new Chrome extension brings the same level of protection to all services on the web. Google says that Password Checkup was designed in a joint effort with cryptography researchers at Stanford University. Apple is storing some user data on Russian servers to comply with a local law that took effect in 2015, according to a recent filing with the Russian government. Apple users in the region have data like names, delivery addresses, email addresses, and phone numbers stored on the servers. Apple says that it collects that information for customer service and to send users information on new products, according to the filing, which also says that Apple stores more information about Russian employees in the country, like workers' Russian passport numbers, permanent and temporary addresses, history of work evaluations, and information about income. Last year, Apple complied with Chinese law requiring the local storage of iCloud accounts for users in that country. Apple also confirmed to Reuters that it has reached a deal with French authorities to back pay 500 million euros in taxes. Apple's French branch confirmed the tax agreement, but didn't reveal how much Apple would pay. French magazine L'Express reported the sum and said that the deal was finalized back in December. Sonos is partnering with Sonance for a line of in-ceiling, in-wall, and outdoor Sonos speakers. However, all of the speakers will still need to connect to a Sonos amp to be controlled from the Sonos app. Shipping for the indoor speakers starts on February 26th. You can pre-order them now for $599 each. The outdoor speakers, which come as a pair, aren't available yet, but they'll cost $799 for two when they ship. And finally, TomTom and Microsoft partnered up back in 2016 to bring TomTom's enterprise-grade location-based services to Azure. Today, Microsoft announced that TomTom's maps and traffic data will be extended across Microsoft's cloud services. Although HERE, which partnered up with Amazon's AWS last year, tells MS Power User that Microsoft remains a long customer of theirs and a strategic partner, and that Bing Maps and the positioning services for both Bing and Azure Maps still use HERE location services as well. So Microsoft and TomTom's agreement is apparently not an exclusive one, but TomTom will be a leading location data provider for Microsoft Azure and Bing Maps, and Microsoft Azure will become TomTom's preferred cloud provider. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.